Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We're in Paul's pastor's conference from Acts 20. He's talking to his Ephesian elders, brought them together in Miletus. He tells them in Acts 20, and then we skipped ahead to verse 27, where Paul says he has declared the whole counsel of God, and now we've come back into the sermon to try to determine what might have been Paul's whole counsel. And again, I don't think it was just a conglomerate of everything he ever preached, but I think he lays it out at the beginning of the sermon in verse 21 when he says it's repentance toward God and faith toward Jesus Christ, and he even specifically says that it's for Jews and Greeks. And so the all-encompassing whole counsel of God is that we repent towards God and we put our faith towards Christ. You know my style. I always try to point you back to another sermon we've done, and they're always free. I don't do this so that you'll go spend money or whatever, but if you are willing to do a little digging, you can find a sermon we did from a couple of years ago. It was my opening sermon at a conference in the Philippines called The Whole Counsel of God. And a lot of times, if you know the title and my name, you can go to YouTube or you just Google Whole Counsel of God, Paul White, and you'll usually find that stuff because it's out there. And if not, you might be able to find it, probably can find it on my website. Anyway, I would recommend it if you want more information. It's probably a good hour-long sermon about this stuff, but we'll walk through it together through the DDP. And again, repentance towards God is what we change our mind toward. And to do this, I think we really have to do what my friend John Sheesby says, clean up Daddy's picture. I think that people have had such a faulty picture of the Father that they have a difficult time repenting toward God. They always repent away from God. They think they're repenting from their sins, but the reality is repentance from sin is almost always a repentance away from the presence of God, because there's this fear that a thrice holy God is not going to put up with the way we've been acting. So please keep in mind it's repentance toward God. And I think the best way to clean up the Father's picture and repent toward God is to preach release. It's really to release people from a mentality of dead works in which they are always trying to do works to please a living God. The author of Hebrews talks about the dead works we do to please a living God. He compares our works, which are dead, to a God who is living. And I think we feel separated from God when we begin this process of dead works, and we're doing these dead works because we don't think we're righteous. We think that by doing certain works, we'll become righteous. And we feel separated because our lack of understanding that we are righteous causes our conscience to recommend a few dead works. And they look good. It's read your Bible, give, go witness. And we think, well, those are good things, so it must be the Holy Spirit telling me to do them. And the reality is, a lot of times, it's just our conscience recommending a few dead works in order to help bridge the gap that we feel of separation. If you don't know that you're righteous, then your conscience is going to be confused. And I think if we as preachers, ministers, pastors, if we don't get this right in regards to letting people know their right standing through faith, through repentance towards God and faith towards Christ, then our default reaction to what people do and how they live is going to be to pile on more works because we want to see change, and nothing gets changed faster than a few works, and they're dead works. They look like good works, but they're dead works, and they lead people onto what I call the hamster wheel of religion. Tomorrow, we'll deal with the second half of Paul's whole counsel. We've dealt with repentance towards God. We'll deal with faith towards Christ. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.